Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. This parable in our gospel for today brings to mind, parable of the two sons, brings to mind a modern sort of version of it. And the version goes like this. There were two sisters who worked as babysitters in a small town. And a young couple moved into the town. And they hired the younger of the two sisters to babysit their children. So you can imagine the parents' surprise when they returned home one evening to find their home a complete mess. The kids looked haggard, and the babysitter was half asleep on the couch. But the next day, the children excitedly told their parents how they had fun with that new babysitter, how she helped them do some assignments, including saying their prayers. But this didn't change the parents' decision to fire the babysitter. So the next time the parents were going out for an evening and they needed a babysitter, they decided what they're going to do is hire the older sister. And they were greatly impressed when they came home this time to discover the house was tidy. And the kids were already asleep in their bed. And the kids behaved like angels. The older girl announced, and gratefully the couple gave her an extra tip. But the next morning, the kids came complaining to their parents, accusing the babysitter of yelling at them with swear words, calling her boyfriend instead of helping them with their assignments. And then, worst of all, they forced those kids to go to bed early. And then she went outside and smoked and talked with her friends. Now put yourself in the place of these parents. If you were in their shoes, which babysitter would you hire the next time? The question is, who really did the job of taking care of those kids? The one who acted like she did, but didn't? Or the sister who made the mess, but she was there working with the children? This is a way of getting into our gospel for this Sunday. You recall the second son said, "Yes, sir," but didn't bother to go. His response was sort of like the military ones, "Yes, sir," or "Yes, ma'am." He spoke well, but he didn't do what he said he was going to do. In contrast, the first son, who was strong-willed, said, "I'm not going to go and work in that vineyard today." If this first son represented the tax collectors and prostitutes who had hit rock bottom and realized their lives were empty and meaningless, and then they had a change of mind, a change in how they saw things, which is what repentance is all about. Those who initially refuse to say yes to Jesus but then do the will of God can still change their minds. You know, you think about it, it's painful to have someone you trust tell you that they're going to do something for you, but then they don't go ahead and do it. And I'm certain many of us can tell stories about people who've let us down by making promises and then by not following up on them. For example, there's a story of a young widow whose husband died suddenly, and he left her alone to raise two children. She told her minister that during the wake for her husband, a lot of family members and close friends came up to her and told her, "Hey, we're going to be there to help you." But during the following years, some people, well, they were there for when she needed them. including some people who had never even made that promise. But there were others who were so eager during the wake to offer help, but then they never called, they never visited, they never helped. So life teaches us something, and what life teaches us is to be wary of certain people. And it's a lesson that we often, unfortunately, learn the hard way. These people include not just blatant liars, but those who are all talk with no follow-through. You know, there's an old saying, and the old saying goes like this: a promise made is a debt unpaid. A promise made is a debt unpaid. We expect family and friends to keep their word and come through for us when we have a pressing need. But sometimes they don't. It just happens. And so when a friend disappoints us, of course, we're not terribly upset by that, maybe a little frustrated. But when someone close to us makes a promise and fails to fulfill it, and we feel blindsided because we don't see that coming, then it's a little different. At the same time, we acknowledge there have been times when maybe we have made a promise and not kept it. There might also have been that time when, in order to avoid discomfort or confrontation, we've been awfully half-hearted, saying yes to someone or something which we never planned to follow up on. Whether we've been on the receiving end of broken promises or have given a half-hearted investment of ourselves to commitments we have made, we are in need of the healing and the challenge the Word of God offers us in this gospel for today. If we profess that Jesus is our Lord, then we really ought to do what He asks us to do. The religious people were the ones who had a problem with Jesus. They were oblivious to the true demands of God's righteousness. They just didn't get it. They didn't see that God was not so much interested in their pious rhetoric and ceremonial formality. Instead, He wanted that commitment from the heart. Now, tax collectors and the prostitutes, they were prepared to change their way. But the religious leaders, not so much, even though they had plenty of time to change. In the parable of the two sons, the older son represented the religious leaders, and the younger son represented outsiders such as the tax collectors and the prostitutes. The faithful son represents the faces of people such as a recovering alcoholic, a small band of worshipers in a storefront church, a church that reaches out to the needy in the community, a church member who decides to tithe all of whom, however reluctantly or painfully, obey Christ. The second son is the person in the pew who refuses Christ's entry into the deepest recesses of their heart. It's a preacher whose sermon is designed to please rather than to please God. The Christian who refuses to obey God in the sensitive areas of sex, money, or power. A church that ignores issues of justice and mercy. In other words, they're the people who appear to be faithful, but deep down they're not. They don't stick with their commitment. So when we look over our recent past and notice the trend our lives have taken, with the thoughts and deeds that speak of lukewarm discipleship, we want that second chance this parable offers us. We want to be able to change our minds. We want to repent and do the things we know we're called to do, and do them with a wholehearted yes to what the gospel asks of us. So here's what we're learning today in this parable of the two sons. What we're learning is, like the sons, God has called each of us to work in the vineyard. You have been called to work in the vineyard. I am reminded today, we're going to start this confirmation class hopefully next week, but I can remember previous confirmations where we'd march all the kids in. They'd have a white robe on and a rose in their lapel, and they'd sit there and go through all the motions of confirmation after 2 years of study. But I knew, and I looked at them, and I often wondered, who's really going to follow through on the promise they make today? Because I knew some were looking at their watch and ready to go out of the church, and they wouldn't be back anytime soon. But there are others who would stick there, and they were the ones who'd be in your youth program, and they're the ones who would come back to a church someday. We face that challenge ourselves. Like the sons, those two sons, God has called us to work in His vineyard, to make our commitment to discipleship. His vineyard, it's the ministry of this church here at All Saints. The problem is we are also of two minds about discipleship. We respond with both a yes and a no. We want to do God's work. We have that intention. But sometimes the will is just a little weak or maybe confused. We say we're going to do something, and then we allow other things to get in the way and the job doesn't get done. Or we respond after saying no to the call. Let us now be of one mind and say and do what God asks of us. Make our intentions consistent with our actions. Let the grace and power of God, therefore, strengthen our resolution to be God's people in this world and do His good work. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.